This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stocks closed the week with a warm embrace Friday after a thunderous January jobs report and a triumphant series of market-moving earnings. The S&P 500 rose 1.1%, reaching a record high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.4% or more than 100 points, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite gained 1.7%. A momentous week boosted investor sentiment. As Yahoo Finance's Josh Schafer reports, Friday's highlight was the jobs report, which blew past Wall Street expectations as the economy added 353,000 jobs in January. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%. The labor market has remained resilient in the face of a rate-hiking campaign from the Federal Reserve, but other data this week had shown signs of softening. Friday's jobs report could once again shift expectations on the Fed's rate path, especially as Fed Chair Jerome Powell suggested that a strong labor market is actually a good sign. Investor bets now place a high probability that the first rate cut from the central bank won't arrive until May. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ were still basking in the glow of strong earnings reports from tech giants Amazon and Meta on Thursday. As Yahoo Finance's Hamza Shaban writes, they delivered the goods where Microsoft and Alphabet had fallen short earlier in the week. Meta surged more than 20%, while Amazon popped near 8%. Apple also looks to have disappointed despite an earnings beat following warning signs from its China business. Apple fell 0.5% at the closing bell. And investors will have the first full week of February to recalibrate after the Federal Reserve reiterated once again that lower interest rates likely will not arrive until later this year. A stronger-than-expected jobs report that surprised Wall Street means the central bank is even more likely to delay potential rate cuts. Meanwhile, fresh readings on mortgage applications and consumer credit will offer a window into the housing market and debt loads, as market observers weigh more data that points to a promising start to 2024, even as warnings of a slowdown remain. Next week also brings major earnings news from the worlds of media and tech and from an array of top consumer brands that are scheduled to post their quarterly reports. McDonald's and Palantir are scheduled to kick off another major week for earnings on Monday. They are followed by Spotify, Disney, and PepsiCo. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.